Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The United Nations Human Rights Chief is calling on Libyans to overcome political divisions that have fractured the country. UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Zayd al-Hussein, called on them to unite against extremism in the wake of the beheading of 21 Egyptian workers by Islamic State militants. Russian President Vladimir Putin is calling on pro-Russian rebels to allow besieged Ukrainian troops safe passage out of the encircled town of Debaltseve in eastern Ukraine. Speaking today in the Hungarian capital, where he's visiting, Mr. Putin also urged Ukraine to allow its troops to surrender. U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for European and Eurasian Affairs, Victoria Nuland, expresses her government's concern over the situation.
We are very concerned about the ongoing violence in Debaltseve. We are very concerned that the separatists and the Russians who support them have not yet allowed the OSCE access to Debaltseve, that there is yet no ceasefire there.
Under the terms of the ceasefire, both sides were to begin withdrawing heavy weapons from the town on Tuesday, but as the deadline passed, each side insisted they would not be the first to make such a move. Bomb blasts struck three different locations in Nigeria today. In the first attack, a VOA reporter says multiple blasts hit a military checkpoint in Biu in northeastern Borno State, killing a number of people. A second attack took place in the city of Potiskum in nearby Yobe State. Police say a suicide bomber blew himself up at a restaurant, killing three people. Several explosions occurred at a political rally and in Okira, a town in South River State.